I'm going to actually recognize four members of the public, hopefully people who have not spoken yet, for 90 seconds each, and let's begin with Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with Eva that and Casey that the money should not come out of the nation and that this should be part of the national budget. I'm in total disagreement with the fact that it's just going to be board members because I believe that there was money allocated for board training and I think that's where that should be taken care of. I'm in total agreement with Lamont that program staff volunteers need to be trained on the issue of race, sexism, and other forms of harassment and oppression. And I think that's extremely key that be done as soon as possible. Worked on the work group with the race and nationality work group for a while, and the intent was to have sensitivity training, anti-oppression trainings, all of the stuff that was going to be done for the staff and for the board members, and that there be a day of programming for the listeners to be also exposed to this information. So, as far as I'm concerned, what Bill's saying, that could be covered with, Terry's previous motion for board training. And that's what will be allocated in the budget.
Thank you very much. Is there another member of the listener sponsor community who wants to address this? Okay, Doug?
One thing is I don't want to see us going for our allowance from the national. My father made an incentive coming to me for my Army paycheck when I was in the Army, and he lost a lot of faith and never regained to make a bill.
Thank you for sharing.
One of the isms that's really hurting in that station is volunteerism. There's a tremendous issue of the paid staff versus everyone else. This is reflected in the high security measures. This is reflected in the need to go to outside vendors to get our volunteers because the classic KPFA listener isn't coming close. And that needs to be addressed, and it's an issue.
Thank you very much. Is there another listener sponsor who wants to address this motion? All right, I'm seeing none, so we can go back to the board vote. Eva.
The discussion that happened after the racial nationality policy was passed at the PND meeting for the third time, was the intent was to do training for everybody, but we have to start somewhere. This board, as a legal responsibility, to understand particularly what the harassment issues are and how to respond to them and how to deal with them, because we have those kind of lawsuits. So it was always the intent, and continues to be inclusive of this kind of training for everybody across the board.
All right, my suggestion is we go to a vote on this motion. Is there any... Now, the motion, you have to have this in front of you, because the motion is...
That Bill moves that the training proposal for KPFA Board of Directors be approved.
Right. So this is what we're approving. Those in favor of the motion to approve, raise your voting cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed?
Opposed? 1.
Abstentions?
None.
Thank you very much. So it made a major move forward. Does that conclude the committee?
I just don't believe in spending money. Yeah. We're going to wear it.
It's the Arts Committee.
The Stryker governance. What do you have left there, Lydia?
A motion that the KPFA RSV bylaw working group proposes that in the event that there is an in the event provision. in the event that there is an in-person, on-site national bylaws convention, a maximum of $20,000 per signal area be set aside for it. $15,000 has already been budgeted for it by all of the stations. So we're really a $5,000 addition for whatever the kind of representation. We're trying to put a cap on it because network-wide, we have all of the bylaws that we've been moving forward with this concept, and we have deadlines we have to meet starting with July 15th. So we want to put a cap on it, $20,000.
Now, this $20,000 comes out of the PNB budget, not KPFK.
No. Right now, currently, $15,000, the equivalent for a fee for the PNB meetings per station, has been budgeted.
From the KPFK budget.
KPFK and all the other stations. $15,000 per
total.
We're adding an additional $5,000 and saying it can't be more than that because there's going to be the impulse to make an extravaganza. We don't want it to become $30,000. So we're saying no more than an additional $5,000. So a total maximum of just $20,000.
Okay.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there, but I actually kind of spaced out. I was thinking that the national was going to finance that, but it's each signal area. Okay, because it's coming from a committee, it needs no second, so let's do a discussion, and let me just create a short stack of hotcakes here. Sure,
I just have a quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
Is this only that our signal area increased by five, or are we recommending that each signal area increase by five?
We are recommending that all signal areas, per signal area.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments on this? Israel, Terry, and David.
Yeah, I question the timeliness of talking about finances and something like this when we haven't even dealt with whether we really should have one, and if we do, what the nature of it is, how we make it so that it's functional and representative, a whole number of the nitty-gritty purpose and function and role of this. So once again, to take an arbitrary financial figure and make that an issue, I think is not proper, appropriate, or useful at this point until we deal with at least an outline, the matter of purpose, function, role, realities of how we want to deal with bylaws. Maybe we should deal with them one by one, as against having a convention which we may or may not be able to resolve. Anyhow, we need to deal with the main issues first. And it may cost much more than this. Maybe it won't cost at all, depending on how we deal with them.
Terry.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing a local station budget that included $5,000 for a bylaws convention, so I don't think it's in there until I see it and can vote on it.
$16,000.
Or $15,000, yeah.
David, yeah.
This takes place in 06. It would be part of the 06 budget.
Yeah, good.
The problem is we got some stations that are way behind. The most recent projection is that WBAI is behind budget by $170,000. Again, we run into the problem that we're flush and other stations aren't. And what does that mean for our finances? We should be careful as an LSC when we approve it, because I know what they're going to say to me. Y'all have the money. Why don't you pay for it all?
Yeah.
Very well. And
I agree very much with Israel. We haven't really discussed it, and I do want to discuss it, and it's a major discussion, I think. And it's detailed and complicated, and we should know what we're doing before we vote money for it, because if we vote money for it, then somehow it'll
happen.
It'll possibly happen. No, I understand all of that, but I'm just saying that when you vote money, I mean, it's been said here by people who will undoubtedly vote for this, including David, if you vote for something and allocate money, then, you know, the rest of it fills in. And to a certain extent, that's correct. It'll be a given. I want to discuss it.
Casey.
I just want to go back to the basic thing about this being a subject that has to do with the network nationally, and I think it should be paid for by National. I mean, I just found out at the last National Finance Committee that PNB meetings, a portion of those are paid by National and a portion are paid by stations. I didn't know that, and I don't understand why National isn't paying for Eva's trip to a PNB. Why are we paying for that? That National is requiring that, and these are National issues. And I don't see that those things should be coming out of a station budget. And I mean, until we get real numbers and real documents that show us where National spending their money, I don't want to allocate any money from a local budget. I don't know what National's doing with all that money.
But thank you.
I'd like to just propose that we deal with this issue in the finance committee as part of the budget process, both on a local and national level, and then at the next meeting we can come back with it for further discussion.
You can make a recommendation.
Thank you, Eva.
Right. Okay, that's it.
Now, we do want to hear from listener sponsors if they have input on this.
We're not voting, are we? We're just sending it to committee.
Well, I move to refer to the finance committee.
Yeah.
Well, there was a motion. No, actually, no one had made a motion to refer to the committee. I think you just did.
Second.
Okay. Yeah, it happened now. Let me catch up. Okay.
You're doing great, by the way. I've been delighted. The chairing of this meeting has been exceptional.
Oh, I don't know. Thank you. I'm getting a lot of support from people, and I've taken my blinders, which helped a little bit. Okay, there is a motion to refer to committee.
The finance committee.
To the finance committee, and that was seconded, as I understand.
So I have a minute.
Maybe we should start doing that. Let's just say it's been moved and seconded this be referred to the finance committee, and I'm going to call for an up or down vote. Let's take two comments from. We're actually not voting on the merits of this. Lauren. You'll get a chance to refer to this or to speak to this at a later meeting, because this is only sending it to committee, which I believe is the purview of the board. So instead of public comment, we'll see what the board wants to do with it, and it will come back to public comment when it comes back to our table. Those in favor of referring this to finance, raise your voting card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Those opposed? Abstention?
None. One.
All right, and that goes to Finance Committee. Now, if you look at the agenda, 3B has been moved down to Agenda Item 14, so we can move ahead. We have sent 3B down to...
Wait, you didn't... I thought you...
Oh, are you finished?
No, I'm not finished.
Oh, yeah, never mind. How much more do you have?
Not much more. Just remember we had tabled the discussion about the...
How much more do you have?
About the receipts and so forth, and so what the committee recommended was an actual process, and so the committee would like to get together specifically with Casey to develop such a process. And we just want to announce that, and I won't go into the rest of the detail about that. Historical records recovery, this is important.
Yeah,
we have contacted the National Office, and no, they have not done anything about the Fulbright work, the documents which are from the lawsuit. They will have information about that. So what we would recommend is that we now send a request to the National Office, which we have an interim executive director, whatever the title is, whatever. And then if we don't get results from that, it can take us clarity resolution at the next LSB meeting there.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, first of all, it's not just Fulbright and Jaworski. Epstein's after Green was the main, we spent more money with, and we had a longer time with. And on that point, Epstein's after Green, Attorney Daley Tempson said they had digitized all records in Pacifica's history and had it as a database. And Tempson said he'd give it to us as a gift at the resolution. And I bothered Dan about it, and we never got it, as far as I know. That's a treasure for a foundation. So I think it shouldn't specify Fulbright and Jaworski. It should be all professional firms. The Decision Strategies, which is the firm with the spy on people,
and actually sent people to meetings. We've never gotten paper from them, and there are issues about what they've been given and what we got as a receivable, so it should be bigger than that. The problem is, you're almost certainly going to be told it's confidential, so the issue is whether you're trying to get it for a committee or whether it's something you want directors to speak out or what.
No, it was strictly, we didn't want it. All we wanted to do was to make sure that the National Audit secures it from these law firms before they're destroyed. After their own statute of limitations that they
consider for the case. Okay. That was the issue. That was all professional. Right. So I will get wording from you. We'll make the request to the National Office, and then if it's not moved on, then we'll have a motion from Terry to both the National Board and the National Office, and that's my last item. Okay. As I understand it, that
would come before the next board meeting, if it's not done. Okay, Terry. I move that the Structure Committee be renamed the Governance Committee.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Call the question.
The question's been called. All those in favor of the question, raise your voting card.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We close debate.
Yes.
Yeah, opposed, abstentions. Do you have a procedural issue? Agreed?
No, I
don't
want to have it
clear
that that was a vote on calling the question.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that.
No question about that.
Legal question. Okay, the debate has been closed. We can go to a vote on the motion. The motion. Not exactly. We need to actually. The motion is to rename the committee that had just gave a report from Structure Governance to simply Governance. I will take two comments. Wait a moment. Listener sponsors disagree. Maybe I'll take one comment. 1 minute. Doug, go ahead.
360 years ago, we decided that you speak truth by saying the right word. If we make it governance, the outside world will see that this committee does governance. I don't know what you guys do if that committee does governance. I don't want to see this change.
Thank you very much. One more comment from the listener sponsors, Lawrence.
You know, after hearing Doug, what Doug said, governance really kind of creepy. But, you know, I could also understand the simplicity of it. Is, you know, if it doesn't take a change in the bylaws, which I think needs to be changed, but I don't have a disagreement because I'm on that committee, and I'll make sure that you're not governing.
Governance is
no
what we do.
Yeah.
Okay,
but no one's governing.
Yeah, how we do it. Okay, that concludes public comment. Let's go to a vote on this motion. David?
Okay. I'm voting yes.
Okay, those in favor, raise your cards. Those in favor of the motion.
Raise your cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Those opposed?
1.
Abstentions?
1, 2, 3, 4.
That motion passes. Okay. Now, thank you very much. We're going to skip 3B. We've moved that. So we're going down to 4.
No,
now,
we have been 2 hours into our meeting, into the item number 3.
Right.
So it's done.
That's right.
Just a clarification. The motion we passed on procedure is that the time is split on the items on which we're voting, and the balance of it is at the end of the meeting.
You're talking about public comment?
Yes.
Yes. Now, we've actually had, as I understand it here, we've had 11 minutes of the 30. So there are 19 minutes left.
They go at the end.
At the end, that's no problem.
Personal privilege.
Okay. The chair recognizes for a point of personal privilege, Edmund Merle.
So what we have a major public event. The only one, the first one of this board, has a major public event 2 weeks from today. people are going to start leaving. One of the members of our committee, of the town hall committee, Madeline, is leaving momentarily, and here we are talking about things that could be talked about after that. This requires discussion and mobilization, including everyone in this room, so therefore we should go to that immediately.
Okay.
I want to move.
One moment, before we go to another point of personal privilege, your concrete proposal is that we move agenda item 9 to now?
Yes.
Okay, now, David.
As a matter of fact, when you said you were going
to
do that.
I was supposed to leave at 1:30. I was sticking around till 2 to try and get the national report in because I'm the only director. I won't stay past 2:15 because I have another engagement that I have to do.
Okay, 10 minutes for town hall is enough?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, let's get a sense of the body. Now, we do want, what time is it now? It's now
10 minutes.
And you can only stay till when?
I can only stay till 1:30. I will stay till 2:15.
Okay, we can do this. We can definitely do this. And also we have the general manager. My own view is that we can almost do town hall meeting in less than 10 minutes. We don't need a full 10 minutes. We just need to put out information about it and recruit people and make sure they're there.
No kidding.
What did you say?
Well, 5 minutes.
I don't know. I don't know.
All right,
that's
let's
why,
not debate it.
So why not just start the thing?
This is what I'm trying to do. So the proposal is that we deal with town hall now, trying to do it in about five minutes if possible.
I will try to do it in as
okay,
quick as
all right, and then
possible.
We will move to general manager and board and get it done before 2:30, definitely. All right, now Serna has a critical look on her face.
Because there are very serious issues with the network, with the ED. The TMD is probably the most critical item on this agenda.
That's coming right up.
No, but he has to leave.
He has to leave. And then the minister has 15 minutes max.
Okay.
I have a suggestion.
So, okay, great.
I suggest that we put the town hall meeting at number 7.
Okay.
Before the interim program counts.
Before the GM even. Mm-hmm.
I like this on the town hall.
Okay, one moment. All right, one moment. Grace's proposal is we do report by the general manager, the Pacifica National Board, and then go to town hall meeting.
Right. But my proposal was that the TMB precede the GM.
And Eva says that's fine. So you wouldn't object to that.
No.
Okay. So it would go this way. It would be PNB, then general manager, and then town hall meeting.
What could come before the GM?
I thought the town hall was coming either now or at most right after GM.
Right after PNB. PNB, town hall, GM.
Okay. All right. Let's do it that way. There seems to be a growing consensus.
Second.
PNB, town hall, general manager, because the general manager wants to be a part, I'm quite sure, of the town hall discussion. All right, let's go then to what is on your agenda items, agenda item 6, report by the Pacifica National Board Directors, 15 minutes, and the chair recognizes David Hales.
I'm trying to do this in 6 seconds. Can you let me know after every 2 minutes, conference? I'll try and finish by 6
minutes. Okay.
So we met this weekend in Berkeley. We had a relatively small number of items. Much of it was an executive session because it dealt with personnel and legal issues. I believe it's been announced that we've selected a search firm who's going to conduct the ED search. Our secretary is supposed to announce it formally. It was really great. We really feel like, hey, these people are going to get us somebody really good. And one of the points they made was that having them take the ED search process takes the politics out because they take all applications, they vet them, and then they present us with the final candidate. So that was a very important part of the process. And there was, I should say, there was a great deal of board consensus on that. So this meeting was characterized by a great deal more board consensus than I've seen at any other board meeting, which is really positive, and it's going to be crucial to the network as we choose a permanent ED. In the interim period, we have a motion that's been announced publicly, that's standing that the chair
is going to have the authority of the BED until further notice. That's allowed under California Corporations Code. And if you look at our bylaws explicitly say what two positions cannot be held concurrently, like the CFO and the ED can't be the same person. Chair and ED are not among those that are excluded by our bylaws. So that's okay. The motion is until further notice, our chair is serving as our executive director. Our chair is Ambrose Lane from WPFW. He's a volunteer programmer. That means he's not and has not ever been paid by the foundation in that capacity. People have raised the question whether there's some conflict of interest there. He has a great deal of experience in nonprofit. In running organizations, government, and I'm not sure of nonprofit.
Yeah, nonprofit.
It'll be announced. Again, a great deal of consensus, more than we've seen on a lot of things. So I'm hoping this sort of divided board dynamic is going away. One of the things that hasn't been dealt with is Free Speech Radio News. There's a team that negotiates that. Steve Pierce was voted to replace Mike Martin, who resigned, and Ambrose will be the point person negotiating that. And one of the tasks that the Executive Search Committee identified was for the interim ED or the person serving that role to deal with that negotiation. That negotiation called for an increase of $400,000 in the total budget from $425 to $450 to $850. There are a whole lot of other technical issues about how they become part of a specific unit, what's the internal management of their group. They proposed something at the board meeting this weekend. The board said it hasn't gone through the negotiating team, their proposal, as they articulate yet. We're going to do that, and we're just going to head that. We passed a motion that says we're going to do an ADA audit at all the stations and take input from the people in the local signal areas with information about ADA needs. So it's the first concrete thing we said we're going to get this done.
What's ADA?
Americans with Disabilities Act. There is something very important in our board packet, which is a set of proposed policies, the policies manual for Pacifica. And the reason it's important is when you get an elaboration of a proposed set of policies and you don't say anything about it, it's as though it becomes policy. And I can tell you that there is nobody on the national board with the time to really go through and deal with all these. So we need everybody's help. I want to point out one item, evaluations. All staff will be reviewed once a year. The unit manager will seek input from representative staff familiar with the employee's work. The review will include progress made on goals and objectives set the year before. Does that apply to the governance's review of management? I don't know. That's just one example. There's lots of stuff in here on policies, which if they don't receive comment, turn into policy, and much of this comes from corporate America sometimes. Okay, so we need to look at that. The director's inspection rights, as people know, directors have made a... How much? Thank you. I'll be done soon. They've made a request. There was the board has dealt with it at a past meeting, as in New York, for example, instructing the ED to accommodate the request. There have been further requests, further attempts to review documents at the national office. We did not deal with that issue formally as a board. There are some legal implications, but I want to address what Ed said. There is not a suit. There's no lawsuit right now. And if anything, what might be sought by some directors in the event that it's not resolved to their satisfaction is a court order granting them access. Different than a lawsuit, and important to keep that difference in mind, because when you say that directors are suing us, it's this whole other world, right? We're not there. Last thing, board meeting costs. It was reported to us at the New York meeting that board meeting cost $70,000. I believe it turned out less than, right around $60,000. But the point is that the budget authorized $30,000. We stayed at a very fancy hotel, meal fixed, the whole thing. And I don't actually know how $60,000 got authorized. But now what happens is at the board meeting, we got people standing up from KPFA saying, we understand, I mean, there's a false number given, $720,000 in government expenses for the year. We're actually scheduled by the end of the year, projected to be at $463,000, which is $160,000 over budget. The issue is, what do you do as an organization when you're coming in that far over budget, and who's responsible for that you're in budget? That's a serious issue, because within the stations there's some resentment building towards the governance structure about every time we spend money. I'll end there. I do want to say, actually, one other thing. You could ask me to deal with the Arbitron issue because I raised this point at the national board. We're doing better than any other station. The closest to us is KPFA, which I believe
is better
financially in terms of fundraising. They raised $1 million in 18 days. We do over that in 13 days. And no other station comes close. It's interesting in the context of the Healthy Station Project, which said that the way you increase fundraising is to target a core audience, keep them tuned in, give them similar stuff all the time, and that raises your funds. And that was used to change all of us. Well, if you look at our schedule in every time slot, if you go across the week, there's differences in age, politics, ethnicity, sexual orientation, across every slot and every block, which directly contradicts the Healthy Station model. Now, if you look at the tune-in and tune-out charts, and I have, tune-in and tune-out means people leaving and people coming in for different shows. That approach that says keep the same people together, for example, have a time slot that has John Wiener, Lila Garrett, Mark Cooper, and Susie Weissman instead of each of them in separate slots and separate days, if you look at our tune-in and tune-out, it's about the biggest in the network. KPFT and KPFA are on the order up, but we're raising more money. I think that's very important to recognize in terms of what we've done here. It's like precedent setting for all of community radio, so it's really significant. And the last thing I want to say on that is looking at the numbers, people misuse the numbers a lot. It looks like our CUM for this winter quarter is down, CUM meaning the total number of people listening, but you can't tell by one number, and people shouldn't freak out, oh, we're up, oh, we're down, oh, it means this, oh, it means that. It can mean a lot of different things. What I think our tune-in and tune-out chart means is we have a core audience that favors diverse programming, that listens regularly to all the different stuff. And then on top of that audience that craves diversity, we hang larger groups of people who tune in and out for specific programs. I'll finish there.
Okay, we do have about 7 minutes left on this agenda, so let's do a quick stack. Let's start on this side. We'll start with Lydia, and then Casey, Israel, Terry, and Sherna. We'll start with those five.
Okay, Dave, on the search committee, are you going to expand the national search committee to include people from LSD so you have greater participation when you get to that point? And then, with all due respect to whoever the headhunter is that or the search committee, what is the search? What is the
executive search firm.
Executive search firm. It has been our experience when we've been on like search committee that even the people that are initially turned down or put aside, that is there some vetting process that after that search firm says, okay, these are the top 20, or I assume that you're going to have a certain
six,
number, the top six, okay. But will the committee that's in place now or the expanded one have the opportunity to look at all the other resumes in case something pops out to those of us that are Pacificans that maybe that particular search firm might not be sensitive to as being a clear asset?
Go ahead.
I think the whole board felt that this person and this team is going to be real sensitive to our issues, but I think the short answer is not unless we reject the candidates who come before us. He was explicit about the point of this search is to depoliticize it in certain ways like that. So my understanding is that search firm is going to put forth a panel of candidates to the executive search committee. The question of that search committee's composition hasn't been dealt with yet, but the time frame for that is, I believe, late August, with the goal to vote on a new executive director at the September board meeting, which is September 20-something. So we still have time to deal with that. My understanding is we will not be seeing all of the applications. The committee won't see all of the applications. It will see the final.
Will the ad be placed on the Pacifica website, et cetera? So it's not going to be his personal headhunting skill? And
no, it's going to be widely and publicly disseminated, including on our website.
Can you tell us
thank you. Excuse me. The chair recognizes Casey.
Oh, thank you. I just had a comment with regard to the fact that so much was done in executive session, and that typically executive sessions should be called for specific personnel issues in which you might be talking about a certain person's performance or issues regarding that, and legal issues that have to do with a specific lawsuit that's currently in litigation. While I don't think that anything the PND did was illegal, I certainly don't think it was in the spirit of transparency that we have wanted for this organization. And I think that the amount of time an executive spend in executive session sets a bad precedent, and I hope the board will look at that.
On order, we're still waiting. You said 15 minutes, and every time, you know, this is extending way over.
Well, we have 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
No,
left.
Yeah, but you have four other people to talk.
Well, I know, I'm sensitive to that.
Time.
I don't think we have to have a response to everything that's said.
That's what I'm saying.
All right,
well,
very quickly.
We dealt with
three items. The hiring, who is going to be the interim executive director, who is going to be the search firm, and severance issues.
I understand, but you understand that you talked about a process, whether or not you were going to have a search firm, what kinds of things you would be looking
for. No, that's not accurate.
Okay.
Well, how would
the
we
chair,
know, Dave? I mean,
the chair recognizes Israel.
Yeah. I just want to reiterate, we need more than 15 minutes of this at our meeting. This is an important area. Next point is, does Ambrose get a salary or expenses as the interim?
I believe that's being negotiated.
Being negotiated. SSRN, maybe it's pointless to even mention access, but didn't make or come out of Pacifica originally and formed. The whole question of their relationship reminds me of something of the Democracy Now! Situation. In a sense, I'm not saying good or bad, are we sort of a founding place for enterprises? I'm just raising that issue. On the
well, you're phrasing is prejudice.
Right.
Yeah, indeed it is.
Yeah, it is. So say it instead of, you know, countering.
Well, it's a question as well as a comment.
I'm going to ask Israel has the floor. You can conclude your remarks.
Mine is included.
On the search firm, are there criteria you've given to this search firm for this vetting? It's one thing to say they'll give us the half dozen and we won't see the others, but are there criteria that we know objectively as to which, how they're going to deal with all this? And then the whole matter of executive sessions, I certainly feel the same way Casey does in general about it, including the various teleconferences, which most people, including myself, either don't hear what's going on, executive session or not. The whole matter of the transparency of board processes. That's enough, but any of these you want to respond to, I'd be interested in hearing.
Well, we only have 1 minute and 20 seconds.
I move for extension of the time for 5 minutes.
Let's come back and see if we can have some concluding remarks. Terry?
I have a motion to introduce, but Sharon has asked I yield a portion of my time.
I just want to ask a question and not get off the subject before the motion. Dave, is this professional firm being given a set of criteria? How are what are the instructions being given to them to make up the shortlist?
Again, we have it.
I don't know. I can find out. I will ask the committee to provide that information. I will make a call.
Thank you.
And I would appreciate deeply if someone could remind me. I really am at a point where I'm just dropping the ball because there's too many balls. I need somebody to help me on it.
I'll send you an email.
You mean public or just the For over a year, various directors, especially those on the National Finance Committee, have been trying to get the information they need in order to make intelligent decisions on the Pacifica National budget. And they haven't been satisfied with the answers that they've gotten from national staff. It's appeared to some of them as stalling or excuses. And so at the Romney New York PMB meeting, there was two directors from the National Finance Committee gave notice that they wanted to do an inspection, and they were refused. They were then joined by another director from Houston. The initial directors were from New York and Berkeley. Eventually, there was some sort of an inspection at New York. Then at the local Berkeley PMB meeting, these same three directors attempted an inspection of the national office, and they were denied. So in that context, there's an ongoing issue. If they keep getting denied, there will be a writ of mandamus applied for in order to get the director's inspection rights. The refusal, I think, was in violation of our bylaws and state law. So in that context, I would like board support for the following resolution. Resolve that the KPFK local station board supports the right of every director at any reasonable time to inspect and copy all the foundations, books, records, and documents of every kind, and to inspect the physical properties of the foundation as specified in Article 12, Section 3 of the foundation bylaws. Further resolve that directors shall maintain the confidentiality of any confidential material they have copied, and shall, at the conclusion of their term of office or before, destroy any confidential Pacifica information in their possession or surrender this property to the foundation or to a continuing director. And resolve that the KPFK local station board requests its local directors to perform regular inspections of local area Pacifica facilities as a normal exercise of governance oversight, and to participate in person or by designated agent in periodic inspections of the Pacifica National Office.
Okay.
Second.
All right, so moved and seconded. But this agenda item, which was allotted for 15 minutes, now has expired. We have 15 minutes for the P&B report.
I already moved an agenda.
Wait, one moment. Just so we understand where we are. So that 15 minutes has expired, so it would take a motion to extend now to actually process this this motion.
I so moved already.
Oh, okay, call a question.
I so moved already.
Okay, please, what is your...
I did, to extend the time at least by 5 minutes right now.
5 minutes, is there a second to that?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Those in favor signify by just raising your cards to or hands to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9.
Opposed.
Okay. Open and shut.
Any extensions? One. Okay, now we have a concrete motion before the board.
And that's the last page of my multi-page distribution.
Right. So we need to address that because we need to process this as quickly as possible. So this time we'll do a staff starting on this side.
Okay,
Dave, Lydia, let's go with those two. Dave?
Yeah, you might, I'd like to amend it to all records except confidential medical records, because that has been one of the points of contention, that there are certain things like health status and other things that genuinely are not those things.
Okay, just to facilitate this, I'm going to ask the maker of the motion if he is willing to incorporate that without going through a procedural...
No.
No. Okay, so you'll have to make that as an amendment then.
Could I hear why not? So maybe I misunderstand.
The motion belongs to the body.
Medical records couldn't be in our records, and there is no such an exclusion in the bylaws. Confidential is confidential.
That's also goes by...
Okay, so if David would have to make an amendment.
I'll yield to what he's saying.
Okay, so we're still dealing with that motion. Lydia?
I would like to see, in order to protect ourselves, some wording to after utilizing David's communications process, because I can envision a time, I'm not saying right now, where there will be an overstepping by whoever may become a director at any given point in time, and will protect us from liability from abuses or just not thinking, because most of our directors, in my opinion, are not privy to all of the legal ramifications of their actions. And David's very well thought out communications policy was excellent because it protects us. We can say we've exhausted this and we're still being denied if that's our position. Or we can say, defend it at every level because we have gone through a very sound process, and I suspect that he came up with that because we've already been through a lawsuit and we know all of the things that can go wrong.
Okay.
And I am, by the way, very concerned about anything having to do with personnel records being just completely available. I think there are privacy issues that Susan B. our director is right. So
hearing no amendments or no substitute motions, we're still dealing with the basic motion of Terry. You expressed an opinion, but you didn't do anything to alter the motion that's before the body.
Well, I'm saying that I would like to see David. Why don't you just make the motion?
Okay. You have to do something.
Why don't you let people talk and write down what you want to propose?
That motion includes David's policy, communication policy.
Well, okay, the problem here is David's policy exists right now.
It's called David's policy.
Yeah, well, you're the author, so it's sometimes called the Adelson policy. Okay, so you are doing nothing to alter this because that exists right now. This is a new motion, so you would have to do some kind of wording.
I'm saying that policy be
should incorporate.
But it doesn't work.
Okay, all right, let's go to David.
Yeah, when we passed the communications policy, we were clear that it didn't apply to inspection requests. It was information requests, which are a different thing. And we asked that board members avail themselves of it to notify, but it was recognized at that time that the law doesn't allow us to, in fact, the law specifically states that my understanding is that even if such a request procedure exists, directors aren't required to follow it, but there is a legal dialogue going on right now about the meaning of the various statutes. My understanding of this motion is a spirit of that we are asking our directors to take. We do have a communications policy. I contend that it wasn't intended to deal with inspection procedures, and I did write it, so I do remember that.
It also doesn't work.
What's the state of David's re-inspection and request for information by a director?
Well, very quickly.
Our information request says, I want you to give me a memo, I want you to send us this information, I want you to tell me what's going on. The inspection is, we would like you to let us go in and look at what we want to look at.
Okay, now, we only extended for 4 minutes, so we're up against the 4 minutes again.
Exactly 5 minutes.
So,
call the question.
But we can actually call the question and close debate before we take that. Okay, there's a call for the question. Those in favor of calling the question on the motion, raise your cards or hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Okay,
there's a point of order. David?
I'm going to recuse myself from this vote.
All right. The record will reflect that. Now, would you raise your hand among listener sponsors if you want to address this issue? 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm going to actually take all three of you at 1 minute each, and let's begin with Lauren.
Yeah, I won't even take 1 minute. I'm in favor of the motion, and I urge your support for it, because the fact is that there is a big problem with transparency, and I'm just wondering how the goose is being cooked.
Compañero, let's go.
I also favor the motion. I favor what the board has repeatedly voted for. Maximum transparency allowed by law. And to that end, I'd like to ask a specific question. Is it true, as I've read on the list, that our interim director has directed the national office to refuse the request by our three probing directors for three classes of documents, emails and legal documents, and I forget the third, it might have been personnel records, but I believe the request was made by LaVarne and Patty and Wendy of the three stations, and that it's been alleged that our interim acting PNB director has said, don't give it to him.
Okay, after our final public comment, we'll allow our director to speak to that if he wishes. And was it Roger? Go ahead, please, Roger.
I'm generally in favor of transparency to the fullest degree possible. I'm against this particular motion. I think it's already stated clearly in the bylaws. And if these bylaws are agreed to and enforced, or if a writ needs to happen in order to have access to records, that we should do that. I don't think it's necessary for the KPFK LSB to take an additional position
on something that's already stated clearly in the bylaws.
Thank you, Roger. That would conclude public comment. The chair recognizes David.
I don't know that whatever our interim director has done on the point of being specialized is something that I can say. I can find out if I can and then respond on the public list if I can.
Very well. The chair recognizes Ed.
I wanted to say I'm firmly in favor of it, and I think it really is important, if only as a reminder, it's the same thing as Margaret proposing, you know, support for RSDs or whatever. It may be in the bylaws, but it's not been applied, and it reminds us, and it charges us with that as being something that is not being followed and must be. So therefore, it is a matter of our intent as a board to pursue it and fight for it.
Okay, the chair is going to try to go to a vote now on this motion. We've heard public comments, and we've heard a couple comments as a result of public comments. If there's no objection, we'll go to a vote on the motion. And I think it would be very complex to reread the whole motion. I think we have it in front of us. And so you should review it yourselves on the document that you have in front of you. Those in favor of what we'll call here the Terry Goodman motion before the board, would you raise your voting card?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Those opposed? Abstentions?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He's a refusal. It's not an abstention. He recruits himself. So the motion passes.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, that concludes the PNB report, the director's report. We'll hear more of what happened in Berkeley from our general manager, probably. But at this point, we want to go to the town hall, the KPFK town hall meeting on the campus of Los Angeles City College, Ed.
Okay, it's okay, I want to stand there for
no problem.
Yeah. Let me say that the form of the event primarily, it'll be different than we did the last time. We felt that more time should be given that we were, Kimberly, I'm really sorry she's not here with Google, but anyway, reminded us that in the bylaws it says this one charge is for the listeners to speak to the governance and the management. So we changed the form. It'll have Don on behalf of all governance and Eva on behalf of all safety staff and management. We'll give brief reports. Then there'll be an hour or three, I think, what did we say, 40 minutes of comments from people in the, you know, from listeners or people or whatever, and then there'll be a group of people from the programming committee, the oversight committee, the LSD and the management will give responses to that for 20 minutes. We'll have two sessions. The first session, I believe, will be me, Iwataki, who was there the last time, is a long time KPFK person, administrator, program, and so on. And the other one will be Kelly Madison, who has a program there and, you know, articulate and able to do that. And so those will be the two people. A lot of people, there will be a couple of, are going to the promotion afterwards. But the need, and I'm going to turn to the Irish community in a minute. But what there will be a room, an annex where there'll be some food and also tables. And for people who want to have serious discussions, we're not going to stop it like the last time because I had left, and apparently a lot of people left when I left. And so the decision was made not to break up this time because they were going to leave. So they can go straight through, and but they'll be sitting in the other room. There will be representatives of the LSD, which is why we want you to
to sign up, and of like Tony or whatever, whoever from programming and various staff people, would be there to really seriously discuss issues when people want to discuss them. But also, and Sue is the one who really pushed it, Sue Welsh, who's the development director of KJK, that she would like to, she will be there, and other people from the outreach committee will be there, because the outreach committee will have specific plans, and they'll want to incorporate, that person incorporates the ideas of people. Now I'll go into outreach from us in a minute, but Roger, would you talk about what the outreach committee discussed?
I think the outreach committee is working, or trying to work, to have Tony come with some sheets and do a pitch for people that are interested in working with particular people inside the station and making that go both ways, so that if there are resources that are can be provided by listener volunteers, they will be, hopefully some of them will sign up at the town hall meeting and will then work with specific people in the station. And as well, Sue, who's doing is great at collaring people and finding out about them and figuring out what they can do and how they can work with us.
She's trying to organize people in various sections to take care of the input.
Right. Part of the outreach committee's work is trying to get groups of people from different geographical areas to work independently on projects that the outreach committee will provide for them. And to do that, you kind of need people that are already familiar with KJK and have a lot of energy and time, and we're using several methods, including the town hall, to get those people. But we will have coming up as well some serious proposals that will involve station people and a budget. We're working on that as well.
Let me give the outreach what I'm hoping will come out of this meeting. We need a lot of outreach. It really is 2 weeks from today. That doesn't give very much time to get a lot of people. Number one, I hope, would somebody please, first of all, pass this thing around. I want to make sure that we are represented. At least two people can be, what do we decide, 1 hour a piece, didn't we, Don? People would be in that other room?
Right. Yeah, I believe okay. We said 1 hour block.
We have 1 hour block. We need a couple of people, so please sign up.
To
do what? To be in that other room to have discussions.
For one-on-one consultation.
Okay. All right. So now I can go to the outreach. As far as I can see, I can tell there are like three ways we can do it. Number one, I have to say that we're sort of unprepared because people aren't here. Anyway, but there are three things that we hope you'll do. Number one, there's emails to send to all of your email lists. Now, Manager was supposed to write something, and we're supposed to present it today. It's not, we didn't. I will do something by Monday and send it to all of you and do with it what you will. I mean, I don't know that there can be an official thing. I think what I'll write on the email, and you'll be able to send it to people and just pass it on. But to set it up by email as much as possible. Kimberly has designed a leaflet, the draft of which, Don, you were going to make several copies.
Yeah. I have copies.
The
packing goes out. Oh, is that what they're saying? Yeah, okay. Okay, well, we want people to take bunches of them and hit locations and events. I'll give you an event. For example, this week, in my area, which is the City College area, from Echo Park Avenue to Alvarado, we're going to look at both sides of the street with peace messages on, I think, next Friday night. This Friday night, this is another Friday night, we're going to extend it to mass quality this time. So we'll be passing out these places to get the peace community. I'm talking with a lot of different groups of various ethnicities in in my neighborhood in Silver Lake and Echo Park, and getting at least representatives of various, a lot of Latinos, a couple of Filipinos, one African-American grouping within the community that I live in to make sure that they're there. There's other efforts going on that may involve it too. But in every one of these areas, if you could take some of these videos and get them to people, use the telephone line, start phone chain, call groups that you think should be part of this business. If this is a real opportunity where people will, where there's enough of a gathering so that people will be attracted to it and they can hear, from the manager and from the head of the LSP, et cetera. So really try to get people here to do it judiciously. I'm open for questions, again. Or comments.
Yes. Is there an email flyer been developed?
Yes.
Okay, is it similar to this?
Yes, identical.
Okay. Would it be possible?
I can send it to you by today.
Would it be possible to put on it the agenda, like general manager will speak at this time?
What was that saying?
There's no notion of what's going to happen.
No, that's right.
Yeah, and
that's
a good point. But I'm just thinking that if I were to send if it could be done, whenever it can be done, it would be great. Because then
you are good at this. We're at the point where if you can do it, we'd all appreciate it.
If there's an agenda.
I'll write it. John, you
just spoke.
I'll send you the flyer. I'll send you the flyer that Kimberly sent me.
And if you have a written agenda.
And John will send you an agenda. We'll have it later today. And thank you. And then send it to all of us, because you're right. Anything else? Really, yes,
Doug. Oh, I can't pass these down with suspense on the back. It's just too hard.
That was supposed to be done, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm standing here vamping, and that's true.
And is there going to be Spanish translation at the event?
Yes. Oh, yeah, there is.
So that needs to be put on here, too.
Well, we need to talk. I'm not sure we've talked to Carl about using his equipment.
I can be there personally for that if we haven't turned anyone by.